Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Victoria Frisbee, and lots of folks know who that is. So welcome to you, Victoria.
Hey.
You've been away from the area for a year.
Yes, ma'am.
And now you're coming back to the Cass County Fair.
A good time. I'm really excited.
Good. Not as many responsibilities as last year.
That's very true, and it doesn't really feel like fair is that close. I know it's coming, but...
No scurrying, no, oh, I gotta get this done, and I gotta get
that
done.
No, none of that. I mean, yeah. I'm watching Luke scurry and stuff, I just sit back and laugh.
Well, that's good. So what have you been doing, you know, since last Cass County Fair?
I obviously did the state fair stuff, and I worked there, and then I went to school. And now it's summertime.
Yeah. And where did you go to school?
I went to Hawkeye, but I lived at UNI. Mm-hmm. And next year, I'm not doing the Hawkeye thing. I'm just a Panther all the way.
Okay. And have you picked a major?
I am still undecided between public relations or communicative disorders to go into speech pathology.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, some great challenges there and opportunities to do a lot of good work.
I know. Yeah. I think either one would be really fun.
Very fun. Yeah, lots of opportunities. So you mentioned, of course, that you went to the state fair, Queen Condé. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, most people have no idea what you do when you're a candidate, when you represent your county at the state fair, Queen Condé. So kind of, you know, what were some things you got to do?
You really just get a lot of, like, mingle time with the other girls because there are over 100 girls you're competing with. So you go, you just get to talk to them. You have group interview times or your regular interview times. And then you get, they have other projects set up for you to do. So we did some crafts, and then we got to do a dancing class. We did a martial arts class, a manners class. So, I mean, it's all just different ways to bond with the girls, but still have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. So did you feel really competitive through all that?
I did not. I went into it not wanting, like, thinking I'm going to be the winner. I went in being like, all right, I want to make some friends. And my whole goal was to make sure that I knew who the queen was, and I could be like, I know her, I talk to her, I like her. And it happened, so that's good.
Good. And so then you had a good time.
Yeah.
Instead of being nervous.
No.
And whatever.
I mean, well, you can't help but be nervous,
right.
But... still go into it with more of a fun attitude.
Yeah, great. And as I understand, kind of the early on, you go to the parade. I mean, you're in the parade.
Yes, you're in the parade. You're in the parade. I mean, yeah, you do the parade. Before that, we go and we tour the Iowa High School Museum thing. I don't remember what that's called.
Oh, sure.
With yeah,
the
but we
athletes.
All,
and
yeah,
the, okay.
We get a tour of that, and then we go straight from that to the parade. And so that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But the parade was really hot. But you get to take lots of super fun pictures by the Capitol.
And do lots of waving.
Yes, lots of waving.
Did you know anybody in the audience? I mean, did you have people?
Yes, my family came and they made a cute little poster. And they were actually right by the Capitol, so I got to go and talk to them before I even started. Yeah.
So that's all kind of fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
And I know when I've been at State Fair, then I see the Queen candidates out about on the fairgrounds.
Yes, we go a couple days to the fairgrounds and you... There are different times where we, like, talk to people, like, and you're on stage, you introduce yourself, your county, and something interesting about your county. And then one day you have a scavenger hunt. That was interesting. And then, I mean, you get to go down the big slide and just mingle and walk around the fair and have a good time.
So did you find out things about the state fair that you didn't know as a 4-H-er?
Yeah, there were some things, and they don't all come back to me. But one thing, we went into where they keep the big snakes. So you can go, I don't remember where it's at, but they have a big snake place. And every year, the state fair queen goes and gets a picture with the... Because one of the questions on a scavenger hunt was, like... who was the 2005 State Fair Queen or something. So someone knew that all of the queens got the pictures by the snakes, so we went inside to
be prepared. Look,
because, well, they have the pictures and names by all of them.
Oh, okay.
They keep them. So we went and looked at that, and that was interesting. I didn't realize we had big snakes or that
I didn't either.
There were pictures. Yeah, there's a giant snake at the State Fair.
Let's hope he stays where he's supposed to stay.
That's, you know, I guess he does. I've never heard of a snake outbreak.
Yeah. So I'm guessing one of the purposes of the scavenger hunt is kind of to make sure that you see and do a lot of things on the state fairground.
Yeah, yeah. You travel the entire thing. It gets really hot. And sometimes you use your resources with smartphones and stuff to get some of the details and historical things because you don't know them, and I'm not exactly sure where to find all those.
You said one of the things that you had to do when you were introducing yourself is to tell something interesting about Cass County.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
I had a couple things, and I don't remember all of them. The largest free fair in Iowa, and the inventor of Kool-Aid was born in Cass County.
Right.
And I remember that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you did a little research.
Yeah, you have to, because, I mean, not many things from Cass County pop out of your head that people don't already know.
Well, I think that's kind of true wherever we're from. We sort of take a lot of things for granted.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it all depends on just what I could find.
Yeah.
So good. I said it.
Good, good. So now that it's time to select a new queen, and you're going to help her kind of get prepared?
Yes. Yes, I am. I've got a paper I'm writing for her and giving her her own special gift that I saw at State Fair, and it was like, you know what, I want to start that tradition, so I'm going to pass it along.
Okay. So last year during the Fair Queen contest, do you remember how you felt when they said Victoria Frisbee?
Not really.
It's kind of numb.
I don't know. I don't really remember. It was exciting, but you were like, did I hear my name right, or is it just not clicking?
And what were some of your duties? You know, that's another thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is once you're the Cass County Fair Queen, you don't just sit back with your tiara in a cool room.
No.
You have responsibilities.
You're out giving out trophies and, like, mingling with the crowd. A lot of it's just the trophy and mm-hmm. ribbon handing out mm-hmm. with the other royalty.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets very hot. It's a fun day, though.
Sure. You get to see
every day's fun. It's just, I helped with the, I don't even remember what to call, but it's something that I didn't realize we actually had at all. And so I helped with that, and that was pretty cool.
Always learning something new.
Yes.
Okay, and then your job as the 2010 Fair Queen was to help with this year's contest.
Yes.
So what kind of things did you do there?
This year's contest, I have just helped. I was at the interview day, you know, taking the girl to the interview room and giving her interviews, like not giving her the interview, but like introducing her to the judges and then letting them know when time's up. And I shared stories and pictures from State Fair so they could ask any questions that they had. And
oh, good.
Yeah.
And, of course, there is a king contest. They just don't get to go on to the State Fair.
No. Not every county has a king either. So
that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it definitely, it's fun
yeah.
with not just you or not just you and a princess.
And last year, did you know all of the candidates in the county?
Competing? I think so.
Yeah. You probably did.
But our county's not that big.
Right, right. But they come from all different clubs mm-hmm. and all different parts of the
yes.
county. And so, you know, that's another opportunity to get maybe better acquainted if you just know who somebody is.
Yeah, there were a couple girls this year that I didn't know, so I made sure I talked uh-huh. to them.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great opportunity. I from my viewpoint, is that what you would say?
Oh, yeah. It's an excellent opportunity and a very fun time.
Okay, that's great. And now, after this year's fair, which is coming right up, and the Queen Contest is on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
August 1, in a new location.
Yes, that's what I've been told.
Yes, I still say 4-H building. By
yes.
the community center.
Yes.
In the garden.
Yes.
In the new garden.
So I went and scoped it out to see how I thought everything would work, but I think it'll be cute.
Interesting. I understand they're moving some bleachers up there.
Yes.
And
moving some bleachers, and yeah. it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
And then no one has to look into the sun.
Exactly.
That's a real exciting part.
Yes, I think that's a really big plus. So coming at 8 o'clock, I believe it's the right time.
Yes, I believe so.
I hope that's when I plan
yes.
to show up.
Yeah.
Is that when you plan to show up?
No, I have to be there before that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
But, I think it's 8 o'clock.
Okay. And anything that you're looking forward to this fair other than not having to get ready? Anything else that you really want to do or see? Or?
Nope. I just want to be able to watch it all without having the nerves or the stress of the fair time.
Yeah. And then what? What's after fair? When do you go back to school?
I move in on the 17th, and then I'm helping people move in and having a good time there.
Yeah.
I'm on a couple of committees and stuff already.
Okay.
Next year, so that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, just helping other folks out.
Yep.
Well, we want to thank you very much, Victoria, for coming in. Victoria Frisbee, who is the 2010 Fair Queen in Cass County and helping with this year's contest. And you'll see her at the Cass County Fair on August 1.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks again, Victoria.
Bye.
Until next time, here's a thought. Children are watching us live, and what we are shouts louder than anything we can say.